Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Zamanene, are you going and splashing out on Black Friday today?
I'm hiding underneath my bed and I'll see all the shops tomorrow nicely.
I love it.
I actually don't believe in this day.
It's hectic, and people will spend money they don't have to have things they don't want, but it's because it's cheaper. It's tempting.
Besides that, I mean, like, it's just the cyber people are waiting for you guys to load in your pins and everything, and then they just go crazy as well.
Oh, there's that as well. Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Turning our attention back to football, the theme of the show today is Turning Point.
evil.
And therefore, we've spoken to Black Leopards, Cape Town Spurs, and yourselves because we all had wins, these teams, now this past week. And you were on a lekker road trip. I know you enjoyed your all the way out to play Hungry Lions. How was that?
It was the most. I don't want to remember that trip. It was a gruesome trip. A gruesome, gruesome trip. 15 hours on the road.
Aye, aye, aye.
No network. Ooh. Trying to navigate. You navigate to the bush. You navigate again. You go sideways to another bush.
Oy.
So it was just, it was an interesting trip though.
So you hope to draw Hungry Lions away in the Nedbank Cup qualification this morning?
No, not going to fight. It's okay. I do not want to eat Hungry Lions.
You don't. It's done.
No.
You ate them and it's done. Okay.
No.
Okay. Got it. But a positive result and a nice goal from Mbeba and you guys up in 10th place on the table. So that must give you a bit of relief. And is that a launching pad for the next four games and the rest of the rest of 2021?
Look, what was interesting about this win, the game before, we had locked the players in the changing room and we sat down. We literally sat on the floor. And we were on you guys now tell us, because you can't keep on talking. Let's talk now. Mm. You guys tell us what is wrong. What must we fix? Where are we going wrong? You know, and funny enough, they just said, give us one more game.
Oh.
Then you can just take your decisions after that. Give us one more game. Mm. And there it is, 3 points. Mm. So it's quite a relief. It gets that monkey off your back. It's quite a nice relief.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And away from home too, because that is a good relief. And the next match provides those sort of equal opportunities tomorrow against Cosmos.
Tomorrow, both teams are going to be fighting tooth and nail. It's not been going very well for Cosmos. It was partially not going well for us. So whoever wins tomorrow would have wanted it more and fought more and prepared more. So we'll go back to the drawing board and you ask me again those questions. And then, probably I'll answer them with a lot of oomph.
Thank you. It's interesting to look at your season because is there a problem at Cabo Kweni, because you've got four victories, three of them away from home.
Not really. There's no problem. It's not any voodoo situation or anything like that. There's no problem. I think maybe, and you're not the first person that will always talk like this. And I think now, what it has done is it made players have that mentality that they never win at home, they always win away, and it's a really nasty thinking capacity that you need to remove.
Okay, I'll do that.
I just think we just unlucky. We just unlucky when we're home. It's just one of those. You know?
Okay, well, you have a home match that you can, get your second victory of the season if you come up with the points against Jomo Cosmos. But as you say, I mean, it is a difficult situation. And, the nice thing about the First Division, unlike the Premier League, it's got weekend matches plus midweek matches. There's only weekend matches between now and the end of 2021. And then a two-month break before you come back on the 19th of February to take on Spurs. But in the meantime, you have Cosmos and Spurs. So you're playing both relegation-haunted sides at the moment. And then, you know, and then two teams in the top half of the table in Stars, Free State Stars and Polokwane City. So, yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy in the first division. You know that. You've been around for a little while in this league.
Yeah, look, I'm just for TS Sporting, I'm very happy that we've done all long trips already.
Right.
You know, all long trips, all flight trips, all teams that are away. Now we're going to be doing the only last trip that I'm going to do, which is far away, is going to be Durban, which is my last game in Tongati. And the way that I planned it in my own fantasy world, the way I planned it from Durban, Tongati, Utongati is in my town, KZN.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll be holding up my trophy then.
But ooh la la. Oh, we're back on track as far as trophies are concerned. Yep.
Remember,
you
I
said it.
Say in my old little dream world, right?
Right.
Yeah, dreams do come true, right?
Uh-huh.
So, the second round is going to be very difficult, like you're saying. It's the teams that are on top, most of them. Platinum as well. I'm going to be visiting them. Free State will be visiting me. They're not quite an easy team as well.
Mm.
We always have a score to settle with those ones all the time. So it's going to be an interesting one. We finished fourth last season. Let's see where we're going to be ending off this season. And I always say it's not over up until the fat latest in things.
I noticed no, 100%. Sorry to butt in. You know, Match Against Hungary Lions, I don't have the names, and I should have made a note of them. Sorry about that. But I saw there was a couple of new players that you played against Hungary Lions.
Yes. I have an under-23, Siyabonga. We actually got him from now straight.
Okay.
From a ABC team in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
So we're trying to unearth things. You know, we need to not in a bad way, but we need to shy away from big names and let's unearth diamonds, pearls, and see how we can clean up, you know. So we're taking a chance with no names, sort of. And we'll see where we'll end up.
Because I mean, your squad contains a balance of no names, and then the names that have been around for quite some time, like the Sangwenis and the Causes and Daholubais and. So it seems like a nice balance. But the balance has to be converted into results. And as you say, I mean, if this can be a launching pad, the winning away against Hungary Lions and consolidation against Cosmos, then you know we'll see where it ends. The anticipation of where you might be by Christmas. 12 points available. Where, respectively, top half of the table, where do you think TS Sporting will be?
In as much as it was given off that we'll take it game by game, but the mandate did come out that all remaining games must be a win.
Yo.
Must, not may. Must.
Hmm.
So once the chairman has spoken, we just need to honor and give him what he wants.
Well, exactly. I mean, 12 points onto your tally now is 27 points. Of course, the teams above you might pick up a point here or there. But that clearly would consolidate you in the top half of the table and a good launching pad for when you come back in February.
Yeah. So let's see if these points are up for grabs. I mean, it was before Hungary Lions, it was 15. So one down, four to go. And we'll see on this weekend if it's going to be two down, three to go.
Mm. Yeah, one match at a time, 3 points at a time.
It would be a nice Christmas present.
Hell yes, absolutely. And as far as the break is concerned, you know, we've spoken to other clubs, and you know, it's well known that there wasn't a Christmas break really available for the players in 2020. So, and there is this time around. I mean, there's a 2 month break, and so are the players going to be permitted to have enjoy a Christmas, and then come back into some rigorous training with friendly matches?
Yes, so like you're saying, I mean, we had a last Christmas in 2020, so we players will be going home and enjoying a nice fat Christmas and also a very relaxing New Year. Players will be coming back around about the 8th report back, 9th. We do medicals and we start off, we kill them.
Proper. Sounds good. Well, we wish you luck for your game against TS Sporting. Against Cosmos. I do beg your pardon. Yeah, I know you're playing a home game against yourself. your match against Cosmos tomorrow. I'll be making my journey out, exactly in the same area, but out to the Mbombela Stadium for TX Galaxy against Cape Town City in the Premier League. But yeah, we'll be pretty close to each other, I suppose, on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see each other then.
Okay, done.
Thank you.
Awesome. Take care of yourself. We'll chat again.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Amar.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.